Maybe start first with when you're born and as far as your came to Union or your dad.
Me? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I was born in Bellingham, Washington.
Do you remember what date? What year?
Yeah, it was April Fool's Day, April 1st, 1915.
Oh.
Yeah. I came to Union and Dad came in 1919 and the rest of us came in 1920. There was seven of us. Well, there was six and a half. My kid brother wasn't born yet. He was born in June. Now, Dad was set here to build this fish hatchery, or supervise the building of the fish hatchery, which is now the highway shops or the parks.
Yeah, that was on Captain Creek.
Yeah, right up after work.
Right.
Yeah. And he was supposed to supervise the building of it, and then he was to be transferred. He was working for the Game Commission at that time. He came from Bonneville. He was foreman at Bonneville, and they sent him here. And anyway, we lived in two rooms up above the Macrina's for several weeks because there was no place to rent. There wasn't a house in town in 1920. And I guess that's about it. Covered it, and then they built a little house up the hatch and we moved up there. Just about covers that, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you remember right before, you said well, when you were in school that you were up there on the hatchery at night or during the fish runs there, during the salmon runs?
Yeah, oh yeah. They were good salmon runs. There were thousands of salmon. Literally thousands of salmon.
Do you remember about what year that was in the time of year?
It's in the spring, of course, but it was the early 20s when they were the thickest, I believe. Something like that. Up till they put the dams in the river.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that'd be the spring Chinook, wasn't it?
Spring Chinook, yeah. Yep. And we fished for them with gigs and grab hooks. That was legal then. Mm-hmm. And we'd get, I think, two salmon a day. I didn't fish for them much, but Dad wouldn't let me. He said, the hell, they aren't 50s anyway.
Well, I remember the some of the pictures, you know, that you had there showing all the people with cars and like that right there by the hatchery that they're...
You got one of those. I got them in here.
Yeah, I think I borrowed those from you and got copies of them.
I think you did,
yeah.
Yeah, now that would have been about 1922 or 3 along there. Because those cars kind of dated.
Yeah, I think you could pick that out from
me.
If the pictures weren't dated, I can't recall on that.
I remember, of course, I was about, probably 8 or 9 years old, I suppose. And I remember people walking up from town in the evening and early morning to watch the salmon go over the dam there by the bridge where we had that, where they was catching.
Oh, yeah.
And they would go over 5 or 6 at a time.
Like
that. And red horse suckers, that's something you never see in the creek now.
Yeah.
Used to be big runs of them, just like the salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And eels, some long eels.
Yeah, the lamprey eels.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about that if you saw any.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to do it. They just sucked on that dam and sucked their way over.
I'll be darned.
You just see them move a little bit.
Yeah. Do you recall about how high the dam was there?
It's still there.
Oh, okay. About the same as...
Yeah, I think it's about the same.
Same height. Okay.
Of course, they built the bridge up higher.
Yeah.
And this is the third bridge I've seen in there. And up there. Now the old bridge was just an A-frame. Old river A-frame.
Yeah.
Same as one on Main
Street. I think that was in one of the pictures that I remember.
Yeah, I think
there's
a little piece of it.
A little bit of it.
Yeah,
there is,
yeah.
On that. As far as the numbers there, you know, you said that, of course, there's up till the dams on Columbia were built.
Yeah.
Do you recall as far as like how plentiful those runs were? Did they seem to be pretty steady, or were they?
Well, I think they were pretty steady, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said thousands, well, that's a ballpark figure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it must have been, well, a lot of salmon.
Well, I remember in the 60s when I came back out of the Army, I think it's, oh, I got back in 59, I think in 1960, 61, right there at Catherine Creek State Park, there's just all kinds of salmon in there, you know, in, during there, during the high water.
Yeah, and then they all died, of course. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you could find them just strung up and down the creek, dead salmon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that was quite a deal. It was, well, the Indians, of course, they figured that was their heritage, which it was, and they came from Pendleton. My dad was, he could speak to, not the Indian language, but jargon, which was a trade language between all the West Coast tribes and the white people.
Yeah.
It wasn't really truly Indian, but it was jargon. Dad could speak that, because he was raised among the Indians.
Oh.
So when they'd come over with their horses, they'd tie them up in the fence out there, and they'd come and get on the hatchery steps or porch, and sat flat on the floor and just sat there. Dad would come out pretty soon, he just sat there. This is a peculiar trait of Indians. They don't start a conversation right away, you've got to wait. But anyway, if they had any legal papers or anything that they wanted him to interpret, he'd do that for them.
Uh-huh.
And they were, he was good friends with the Indians. But they'd come over and they'd camp up and down the creek in their teepees, or wigwam, whatever you call it, and then they'd go to catching salmon. Well, what they do, well, the ones I saw, now this is my memory.
Yeah.
It's not a pertinent, couldn't be accurate, but it's my memory. They split them down the back instead of down the belly, and then just lay them open and scrape the guts out, and then the belly skin would hold the two sides together, and they just dry them.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they laid them up on a thorn brush, or sometimes they built racks. And when they'd go back, we'd see them go by the hatchery there, big old gunny sack full of big dried salmon.
Do you remember about, was that during the early part of the summer or through the summer?
Well, I think May.
Oh, May, huh? Before
May, early.
At the beginning of the run. Then.
At the beginning. Yeah. They stayed here as long as the run was on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they them old deteriorated salmon didn't mean nothing to them. They eat them anyway.
Yeah.
Didn't make them
good. Do you remember how far up they worked the creek there, or the camp?
Oh yeah, as I remember, they worked up. Well, a lot of them camped at Ed Miles' place. You know where that is?
Mm.
Well, that's, you're going up the county pit, and where you go down, that slope to the old house.
Oh, okay.
On the right, that was Ed Miles' place.
Oh, okay.
The red bar.
Yeah.
And a lot of them camped around there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they drove their horses up and down the creek to fish. Mm-hmm. I felt sorry for their horses. They didn't look like they could hardly stand up. Poor old thing. And, no, it was, I know it was in the, I said May, but it's in the early part of the summer anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's when the run started.
Now, it seemed to me that, I recall, like, early, around the first of June, when you really got the heavy run in there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Boy, it was heavy.
Yeah.
Now, they had a fish rack in up here, you know. And the Game Commission put two racks across the creek. Well, one below the bridge and one above. And I got the job night watching on the rack, because those salmon would hit those pickets and keep hitting, and they'd jar them loose. And I'd have to go along and pound them back down.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I worked there for a while. I had a tent pitched there. Well, some of the guys around town decided they wanted them racks out there, they'd go tear them out. So Dad called old John Wall, which his name was, and he's a big old pot-bellied guy. He buckled on his old pistol and over he came, you know. Stood right at the head of the rack, and I said, "You boys really want to tear them out?" Well, they changed their mind. He said, "I've got a gun." He said, I'll use it." And they cussed him, and they cussed Dad and everybody. But what they did, somebody, I always thought I knew what it was, but I wouldn't say because I'm not sure. went up and floated a stick of dynamite down the creek in the middle of the night. And boy, I was blowed about 3 pickets, that was all it did.
Yeah.
Scared the hell out of me.
Oh, I bet.
I was asleep there in the tent and that dynamite went off. Well, Dad heard it and he come over and we fixed the rack. But they didn't let me night watch anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was a damn kid, you know.
Oh, sure.
They're afraid that if they were going to get serious about it, I might get hurt.
Yeah.
And finally, they just took them out.
Mm-hmm.
They got damn much opposition and one thing and another. People were greedy for the fish, and they didn't give a damn if they had any fish next year or not.
Yeah.
You know, that was, well, it's still the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it hadn't changed a whole lot.
No, it hadn't changed very much. But that was kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah.
And that was, well, I wish I knew what day, but it was in the early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was probably 26 or 7. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of an interesting part of it, until they tried to roll me out.
Get a little excited. Do you remember, as far as the streamside habitat of changes, what's, you know, as far as trees and brush?
Well, I think there's more brush than there was. Because mm-hmm. a lot of places you can't even see the creek where you used to fish.
Mm-hmm.
But well, yeah, I believe there's more. The creek channel hasn't changed very much.
Mm-hmm.
Only where a man put bulldozer in and changed it.
Yeah,
like through town here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's down through town and then...
They just straightened it out.
Yeah. Do you remember where that old channel went to, the primary one, that when you were growing up, as far as location out here through town?
Well, now where the flour mill bridge is, there was just a little old footbridge across the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And the creek wound around, way out around to the right there, and then come back and just kind of is. Of course, they straightened it right out when they put the bridge in.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that part of the channel's been changed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It run under the bridge where it does now, but it came from a different kind of an angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you said too, what, by the high school track, that there's a change or location of the old creek channel by the...
Oh yeah, right over here.
Yeah.
Near that, now I don't know where I learned it. Some, I wish I'd have written down who these old timers were that told me all this stuff that I couldn't remember. But somebody told me, some old timer, that it run right around, just kind of right back of the... where the ball field is, or the big field they call it, and took right off down through here, and I don't know when it got back into its original channel.
Well, I think probably from the aerial photographs you could spot some of that, because I've got that aerial flight in 1937, that a lot of times those old channels would show up.
I bet you could
try and pick that up if I know about.
Yeah, if you know what you're looking for,
yeah.
You probably could do it, yeah.
Because it looked like there's, I just glanced at one before it came over, and it looked like some that even swung you off towards Piles Canyon, where there's a bunch of channel, you know,
it probably
area, you know, in there. It might have been there compared to it looks like it went straight, you know, down through town now,
where
it's a pretty straight channel.
It probably could have at one time. You know what, is that a phone? No.
No.
Right, what was I going to say? Oh, the Methodist Church used to be on that river down there, his cabin.
Mm-hmm.
This is more hearsay, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And old Simon, no, well, the original Miller.
Oh, Conrad Miller?
Conrad Miller. He started the church,
mm-hmm.
him and some other guy. And they tell me that's where it was. Now, I don't know. But it was for a while before the old white Catholic churches. That was Methodist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a while. And I guess they sold it to the Catholics when they built their new church.
Yeah.
1905.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as it. Now, another thing that probably most people don't know. Is the beaver. And Little Creek was full of beaver when we came here. And you couldn't trap them, it was illegal. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Jack or Ed Fickle talked to my dad. He said they were ruining his farmland. You know, they cut channels and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Dad decided to get rid of them, and he trapped them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a little odd. He was working for the Game Commission and trapping illegal beaver.
Yeah.
But he's gone now. I don't care who knows it.
Do you remember about where that was, where the Fickle land
location? Yeah, what Titus had.
That was the Titus ground.
That
okay.
Titus bought it from Fickle.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know where that had come
See,
from.
Little Creek goes right down through the middle.
Right.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's been straightened some
after
he got rid of the beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut lots of brush around it. It's just a different creek than it was.
Yeah. But was there a lot of brush along the creek there at that time?
Yeah, hell, the brush broke. Oh, like here to the road on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the beavers were working, Steve.
You remember what all was in there as far as willows or cottonwoods? Or?
Well, mostly willow, I'm sure. Some alder. Mm-hmm. There was no big trees.
Oh, okay. Just all.
Just short stuff.
Yeah.
That I remember.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other places for beaver besides down through Little Creek there?
Yeah, there's in the... That's when it comes from the creek. They just had a pond in the reservoir. And I remember walking up there and seeing the beaver track at the bottom of that.
Get a view, Benny.
get a view, Benny. Well, my mother thinks I could get it. That's the only place I know of beaver in town. We were moved up to the 12th, way up in Patterson Meadows.
How about, do you remember if you saw the valley much from here to the Alpha Cross, the Valley much? What about Splash Dam? There's that one old dam, you know, up that middle there, years ago. Were there any other barriers or dams that were put in there? Yeah, I do too. I think I got that from Davis's. But that was a good picture.
I went up and looked, and you still see the big old rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, the road was across the creek on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That was, at that time, there was no road up on the mill side. They put that in there since.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It was called a Watermill Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a watermill.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember anything. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The farmers used cow manure to build their dams across the creek to turn
for the ditches,
to divert water into their ditch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just plain old cow manure, you know, out of manure pot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Worked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And high water come, wash it away, and put them in there. And we were drinking that water, too.
Yeah. Had to be tough.
You had to be tough to live here. But I don't remember ever killing anybody.
Yeah.
No, that's in the dam that my dad put in for the hatchery. Well, there's a little part of the head gate there yet, but everything else is gone. I was about 6 years old when he put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he let me go up there with him and the hired man.
Mm-hmm.
They let me go up there with him and took me across the creek, and I played over there on the bank all day while they were building the dam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only other diversion I know outside of Davis out here in the valley.
Yeah. Do you remember as far as about when that road was put up, Catherine Creek, or what the history was on that?
No, I don't really. Well, the last road was Route 31, but that was, they just improved the old road.
Yeah, it changed.
And they changed it. They went up over the summit and stood out around through the haul ranch, and,
mm-hmm.
and, like the old wagon road used to go. I remember that, but I think I say 31, 32, 29, someplace. Long about that. I had a crew ride. And a lot of that was done with horses and scrapers. God, I should live so long.
What was it, an old wagon road before that?
It was a road that went over to Medical Springs, all right. But Dad always went around by Telecasset, Lions Hill, we called it, because it was a better road than this one. But this one, the thing I remember about, well, it was just a gravel road when we moved up there. In fact, it was almost dirt road. And the thing I remember from the wagon, they'd go up, I'd hear them going up before daylight. I slept upstairs there naturally. And I'd see they'd be coming, still coming back way after dark, hauling wood. And that's what the town burned then, wood and coal.
Yeah.
And that I can still hear them old iron heels grinding along the rocks. Yeah, we had a coyote with that. That's what I remember. She just like that dog. But she whipped every damn dog went by there. The dog jumped so they crossed over and go up on the hillside and come across back. And got a hatch. She had a horse on her, don't they? She just cut in pieces. Got a lot of complaints about that. Wonder somebody didn't kill her.
Do you remember, as far as any, when they started logging up Catherine Creek?
Well, that was in the 30s, I think. That is when it seriously started.
Yeah, that's what.
Because he's had a few little meals. It was in the early 30s, I think. Maybe in the 20s.
Because I remember, up South Cap, and that was always logged in there.
That was probably a big job. He moved the first mechanized outfit in here, too. I think he started with horses, but then he...
Well, I think some of them, I remember Slim Schnell told me they were like they'd horse skid into the draws, then they'd bring a cat, would, you know, skid the main body down, you know, it was a combination of skidding and
cat skidding. And everything was a lot healthier when we horse skidding. But you couldn't tear down all them thickets. Tear up the ground.
That's in the 60s. I remember some of the, well, it's pretty much hydrated, you know, you keep the bit butt log and leave the top where there's a limb, you know, so many knots and that. Still saw remnants of that on that South Captain slope, you know, up South Captain.
I'll tell you, before they put the road up South Captain, when they put it up there, probably 1928 or 38, 40, that was the prettiest place you ever saw. It had great pine trees, no underwood. You could look up through those trees for half an hour. And boy, when they got through all of you couldn't see from the other side. Well, it's just changed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, how did it get there? There was a trail. I don't know where that's coming. That's a new trail.
Yeah, because we had that main trail going up towards Sand Pass and then the River Dune area down there.
Yeah, that was there, but there was no road. Trail don't hurt it.
Well, that thing's right in the bottom there, you know. Great big dock. I remember all the fights that thing. You're trying to drive it. The horse around the edge. Up there, diesel horse that, and you know, abandoned that. But boy, all the half the system comes right down the road. You know, the hot water.
I remember it, man. I used to let the horse. I went down a little bit of that.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it something. So you saw anything, Rick,
railroad logging at all?
No, the only railroad logging I ever saw was there on the railroad.
Yeah.
Well, his mom Emily was a logging or lumber company, I think, wasn't that there?
Yeah.
Do you remember if they put the railroad in or?
Well, I think it was just a logging road. I can show you part of the old right of it. But it's gone now, but then the right away still there.
Well, I know, well, there's still some up at Grand Island along with the meadow. You can really see it from out across through the meadow there. It's too bad for the day.
The river, he put this on the river trail. Some place this side of the river, and it was, I think that was the end of the river. I'm not sure. I just did.
Yeah.
I remember the railroad being there. I remember, see, when I used to go in there on a snow shovel and make a winter, and run right through the river trail. Up to the end of the river, and then I took the
Indiana mine and the Carson
Hill. Long meadows or cold meadows. The next one that I remember about the train, it come right down the ground right there. Into the ground, I guess. And I've seen it a time or two when I was going up there, I seen it go by. It was kind of a, wasn't like a space thing, it was smaller.
I remember the day, I got there in 1965, the locomotives were there at the sidetrack by Hildegard.
Yeah.
The engine, you know, that got to be shut down, but, they're still sitting there.
Well, that's about all I know about. Now, there's a lot of that happening in Alaska.
And that river camp, do you remember about where that was? You had Tony Bay Meadow, so it was right before the outlet. And that's where the river camp was.
I think it was more than that. I can see it now. I can't remember.
A lot of that looks a lot different than it used to.
Oh, God, yeah.
You don't
boy.
Recognize.
Oh, boy, I guess so. I can't even tell where, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He seems to remember. Before Tom Marks was, I couldn't even find it. He couldn't get it.
Oh, there's many roads in there.
Oh, yeah.
Cut over and like there. It just looks good.
Yeah.
The
old Van Houten place didn't have any trees around it. I don't know. Now it's on the thicket.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's left of it? Blackberry bush. A lot of trees. And there's four.
When you said about doing the snow survey up there on Camp Carson, there, remember what the hurts as far as any damage like from the mines? So there's Indiana Mine and Camp Carson, the only two mines I know of.
That's all I know. When I was growing up there, Camp Carson didn't damage. Well, they had a caretaker.
I flew that. This is Big Star. That's a baby. You can see it from a long ways off.
It's kind of scary to go up in it.
Well, from the plane, it didn't look too bad, but it's up to his name, you know?
Probably not. Yeah, that's about all I remember about our cabin. It belonged to the soil conservation. Of course, that's who he was working for. And it was built separately. It wasn't part of the mine. It was built off a ways. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty nice cabin. They kept it stocked with everything. So, well, it also had a sidewalk to crawl down in case the snow was deep, which we did have to once or twice. Mm-hmm. And But it had food and wood and pack rats and everything in there.
Normal.
Sleeping bags and whatever you needed.
Do you remember anything as far as beaver or splash dams up to Grand Ronde when you're doing the snow survey or going up that way?
No. But I remember the elk. Boy, especially the Tony Ray Meadow.
Oh,
God, there's hundreds of elk. And the last time I went up, I saw two elk.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember about when that was when you're doing the snow survey?
Well, let's see. It was a little in the 40s, late 40s, I guess. Yeah, let's see. I moved over here and. Yeah, it was long, late 40s. Could have been real early 15.